Hi, my name is Caitlin Freinmuth. I am from New Orleans, Louisiana, and I've gone to 3 different universities since I started college in the fall of 2004. It's quite interesting, but it makes for a good story to tell. I'm majoring in kinesiology and psychology because I plan on being a physical therapist. I want to be a physical therapist because I've gone through 2 or 3 rounds of physical therapy for my various injuries and really liked how the therapists helped me and basically made me feel a lot better. I'm taking physics because it's a prerequisite for my major, but it is important in understanding movement since I'm working to become a physical therapist where I need to know what movement got my patient injured and what movement will help repair and rehabilitate the injury. It's also important for understanding the forces acting on the patient's body. Unfortunately, there's always stress on the body since gravity is always a factor. A physical therapist needs to take this into great consideration and help the patient get to a point where gravity isn't as painful as it was with the injury. Aside from dealing with physical therapy, physics is nice to have a little experience when you get yourself into a big snowball fight or a dodgeball tournament. And the problem-solving method that our professor exceedingly reiterates in class helps us understand how to reach a conclusion. And it's more about getting there than it is getting the right answer. And the question isn't always about the answer. It's more often than not about how you get there, which would explain why you have to show your work on our homework and show our work on our tests, and why mastering physics always has about 5 steps to get through the problem before you can actually submit it. Anyway, I love college, but I wish I was going to graduate on time. And after going to school in New Orleans for 2 years and being on track to graduate on time, and then suddenly getting thrown way off course by Hurricane Katrina, I realized that college is a great time, but natural disasters can really mess up your experience. I would rather be working and only have to worry about submitting my resume to a possible employer in the new state where I've evacuated to, instead of having to call up my high school and all 3 universities I've attended, including the one that was hit by the natural disaster, whether it be a blizzard or a hurricane or something like that. I would rather submit my resume than have to call and get all my transcripts delivered for evaluation at my prospective universities, since it's just a lot of stress. When I first started college, I expected to create a great social network and add complexity as well as new knowledge to my learning bank. At Tulane, I achieved just that. When I attended the University of Minnesota during my hurricane semester, I got nothing near what I had expected. Instead of getting the chance to see what a big school was like, I took a couple of late afternoon classes with a maximum class size of 30 people alone. And then I also had pneumonia for 2 months, and I got my wisdom teeth out literally days after the doctor had cleared me of the pneumonia. And here at San Diego, I'm getting a taste of a big school for sure. I absolutely can't stand it, but I suppose being spoiled by the 15-person classes at Tulane really set me up for that disappointment. I'm giving it a go, though, so at least I'll be able to say I did it when I graduate. And, yeah, that's pretty much my spiel. I am... I'm pretty happy to be in San Diego, and I like the group I'm working in, and I'm really glad I got the chance to be here. So, yeah.